Hi, it's Steve Wicked's JLR Underline Tribute, and it's Audio Mo Day 3, which is July the 3rd. Now, on June the 30th, 2013, Louise and I went to the park. It was a really, really hot day in England. I never realised quite how hot it was, and I never realised that Louise had gone to the park topless until I heard the reaction when we entered the park.
Wow. That probably didn't get on the audio boom as it was doing the bleep bleep bleep. We just heard a great big firework go off on the at the stadium, and I'm not quite sure what's going on at the stadium, but I've got a feeling it's probably a televised type thing going on, because the crowd is huge, so we've got to probably 5,000 to 7,000 people there. You'll hear them cheer in a minute, and we're a good quarter of a mile away from the stand that you will hear in a minute, because we're walking slightly towards it. You will hear the guy on the loudspeaker there. I think it's probably the 400 metres, judging on how long they were cheering for before the final cheer. So I should think it's a 400 metres run, whether it's World Championships or whether it's for the British Championships, I'm not sure, but we will get closer very, very shortly. Whether there was a record broken, being a British record or a world record, the cheer was phenomenal, which unfortunately at that point I hadn't even got my phone out of the pocket, but I've never heard a cheer quite like it, not live.
It's a bit further than the stand,
then
we should be into the stadium.
Yeah, we are walking towards where the stadium is. Yeah, they have seen me.
Stay here.
In my dreams.
It turned out to be the Sainsbury's British Championships, and there was a huge cheer, which unfortunately I never got recorded, which was for Mo Farah, not Mo Farah. Now, I constantly mishear F's and TH's. I had an operation on my ears when I was about 10, but I still mishear F's and TH's. But it's only right to say his name correctly, so it's Mo Farah. So this is take two of this particular boo, which is Audio Mo Farah Day 3.